Susie Mink is joining us from the Ripon Public Library. She is the Adult and Youth Services Director. And you were telling me a story about a gift you got from your sister.
After all the moving last week, my sister sent me a candle. Instead of Bath and Body Works, it says Back and Body Hurts. It was very appropriate.
But you guys are all moved. You're moved from that section. It was what used to be the adult
and children's department. It was the, if you're standing at the front entrance, it was the left wing. We moved everything out of the left wing into the newly renovated right wing. So children's moved, and now the right wing is all children's. It's beautiful. We have a new circulation desk, which is gorgeous. And it was a lot of moving. So a huge shout out to all of the staff and the volunteers who came and helped every day last week. We could not have done it without all of our volunteers as well. We're a small staff. So having volunteers was huge to getting this whole project done. The children's moved across, the adult and teen materials moved down into the Silver Creek Room. And so what's in the Silver Creek Room is available for the public now. So that room is open from 9 to 5 every day. After that, it closes because we don't have staff to keep it open all the hours the library is open. But if you do need something from that room, staff will go get it for you if there's no one down to man it. Because we just, that's the way we have to operate right now. We're just trying to stay as open as possible, as fluid as possible during all these different transitions of this renovation. So that is not a permanent location. I got that question quite a bit this week. So the Silver Creek Room is not a permanent location. It's just temporary till phase two is done.
Right.
And then we will move everything back upstairs. And everything that's been in storage will come out at that point, too. I've had a lot of collections I had to put in storage because we just didn't have space to keep everything out.
Right.
So when we get finished with phase two and we move back upstairs, everything that we have in storage will come out of storage again and will be available for checkout at that point. And that target date is early June. So not too long, but a couple of months yet.
So it's all part of a renovation. So, you know, if we lost people in the conversation, that's what we're talking about.
Right.
Here, so.
Yeah. And this is a long-term renovation. There's a phase three yet. So the whole project will not be completed till the end of September, beginning of October. And then we'll do a grand reopening and show off all our new spaces. But,
I guess the joke would be if you found an overdue book while you were moving all that material, right?
No worries. We extended everybody's due date even this week because we're still adjusting to everything from having been closed. So we get bins from other libraries every day. Normally we average about 6 to 8, 9 bins a day. On Monday we had 18 bins.
Wow.
So we have a lot of material to go through. So please be patient with us this week. We're still catching up and we will get there. But be patient with us. But we are open. So those who were a little frustrated last week that we were closed, we are open again all of our normal hours.
Okay.
So, well, it was a project.
Susie, you got some notes in front of you, so I imagine there's some things you want to talk about. So
I do. So on Thursdays right now, for the next couple of weeks, we're running an art series. I have a art historian who's doing, she's doing a presentation on different American artists. Last week we looked at John Copley, so this week we're looking at the Hudson River School art series, that particular style of art in the early American history of art. Those sessions are running Thursdays at 6 p.m. I am still tired from last week.
Imagine.
6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., but they're being held at the Lane Library on the Ripon College campus since we don't have meeting spaces available right now. So please come and join us on Thursdays at 6 p.m. at the Lane Library for this art series. This is the second week. We'll have three more sessions after that, a total of 5 sessions for that. And then we're wrapping up this art series with a local art showcase. which will be held Saturday, March 14th from 1 to 5 in the afternoon at the Little White Schoolhouse, and more information online about that as well. So we're excited to offer this art series here in our community, right, because our community is very focused on arts, and it's a great way to promote that in our community.
Right, and the art show will spotlight local artists. So.
Absolutely. We're looking for local artists to submit work to be just shown. And we're doing it at the Little White Schoolhouse. It's the 250th anniversary of our country, so we're just showcasing some of the American history here, right here in Ripon. So it's a great opportunity for local people to get involved.
Something a little more fancy than refrigerator art, right?
Exactly. So,
Although that has a place in the home.
It so. Does. Yeah. I have 5 grandchildren. I love refrigerator art for my grandkids. So, yeah.
You could make a collage. So, you know. But anyway. Yeah. All right. So what else you got for us today?
The other thing I just wanted to touch on was our romper room spaces. For the rest of this month, we're having play dates there. But starting in March, Miss Linda is going to be doing story time in the newly renovated children's area, and she's really excited to be able to offer story time on the first level instead of people having to go downstairs. So you get to be in those new spaces and experience that really cool furniture and carpet that's in the new children's department. So she will be offering story time on Wednesdays, starting in March, 10 a.m., up in the children's department, which is really exciting for us.
Yeah, she was telling us about the baby garden, I think it was, when she was here. So
that's not been installed yet. That's a second part of furniture that's coming in early March, but that will be in relatively soon. And that's another area that we're excited to offer. And plus the family bathroom and the caring corner, which is like a mother's room, those are fully open and functional already. So we're excited for this new space for children. Just really, it's nice to have an inclusive area for the kids.
Sounds like they imagine everything that you would need for convenience there, you know.
So. There's so much fun new furniture and places for kids to just cuddle up and read. We're going to, one of the other things that's coming are some new couches for parents to be able to sit on a couch with a kid and just share a book together.
There you go.
It's going to be great.
All right. Anything else?
I think that's about it for now because we're still recouping from last week. So come in and check out our new spaces. Come in and check out our new circulation desk and just enjoy the library.
So the temporary amnesty on overdue materials is no longer in place then, huh?
I think you have till the end of this week. Next week we start pushing.
All right. There you go. All right. Susie, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Hope you get over that, all the aches and pains.
Aches and pains.
Appreciate you coming in. So
thank you.
That is Susie Mink, who is the Adult and Teen Services Librarian for the Ripon Public Library. We do appreciate her coming in this morning.